All right, and here we go. We're joined by the race-winning crew chief on the number 7 FFA Chevrolet, Jason Burdett. Jason, we're just going to go straight to questions for you. We have a couple queued up here. We're going to start with Darrell Kinsey Jr.
Jason, at the end of the race, Justin seemed to be struggling with the handling. How did you guys keep him calm as Austin Cindric was closing in on the later stages?
You know, I think a lot of that fell on Eddie DeHunt, you know, who spots for us. He did a great job of knowing what Austin's strong suit was at that point in the race, and, you know, telling him where to be and where to cover up, and, you know, to try to keep his air away from him. And, you know, a lot of that went on Eddie. He did a fantastic job talking him through that lap after lap at the end.
And how do you expect the track to change between now and tomorrow with the cup race about to get underway and the possibility of some rain at some point between today and tomorrow?
You know, I don't know how much it'll change. I mean, it'll change a little. There'll be a little more rubber put down with the cup guys today. But as you notice with this track, when you ride around under yellow, even it picks a lot of the rubber up that they lay down. So you start almost fresh every restart. So, if we get a little rain tonight and it cleans it all up, that will, you know, it'll probably put it right back close to where we started out today, honestly.
Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Luis Torres.
In this time period, Jason, after what happened at Daytona, how crucial was it for Justin to have that sense of urgency to go out there to win? And how has he been able to manage it in this time period that has been the past year or so, considering it's been tough to win these races to begin with?
You know, I mean, I think since we came back from the break there with the quarantine, we've had a lot of really good days that just ended with poor finishes, honestly. And, you know, a lot of that, some of that stuff was on me. And, you know, there was a few options where we had, or times that we had, you know, a bad pit stop or a bad restart or just a bad pit call. You know, and we've managed to really stick together well. You know, the team, nobody on the team's given up. You know, I mean, we all believe we've been together now 5 years. You know, going on 6, you know, everybody believes in each other. It's been the same core group from the beginning when Justin first came here to Junior Motorsports. So, I mean, we're all in this together. You know, we believe in him and he knows that, and he believes in us. So, I mean, I think in the end of it all, Dover's been a really good place for us. I think I saw a stat there on the TV where, you know, in the last 3 years or whatever, our worst finish is 3rd, you know, so this was a good place for us to come and, you know, have put together a solid day and give ourselves an opportunity to kind of, to break out of the funk that we've had the last, you know, 4 or 5 months.
And of course you have the time though for tomorrow. Track position has been key. How vital is it for a spotter to help the driver out at a track where such thing is important with track position?
Well, you know, the spotter plays a key role, you know, just telling you what lines are developing. Hey, there's the guys running the top. They're making good time up there. You can go up and try. This is one of them places notoriously that you don't necessarily want to be the first person to the top, running it in because it's hard on the tires. And, you know, you used to get in a lot of trouble when you were the first one up there. You know, you could burn a right front off pretty quick. So it's all important. You know, the spotter driver relationship is super crucial just in, you know, telling them where the lap cars are going, kind of looking forward for the driver and letting them know where to go and what to expect, you know, in the coming laps.
All right, thank you, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Jason, it looks like that's all we have for questions for you for today, so we'll let you get back, and congratulations and good luck tomorrow.
All right, thank you very much.